Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Supply chain management is one of the most important functions within many organizations. What exactly is supply chain management? I'm going to talk about that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And one of my first projects as a consultant was about 15 years ago. And I was working with Samsonite, the luggage company. And at the time, they had operations throughout the world. They had manufacturing and distribution in North America and Europe and Asia. And they also had retail outlets in Asia and Europe. And one of the first things I had to do as part of that project was to go visit much of Samsonite's supply chain. And the whole idea was to assess and analyze how the supply chain was working and where the opportunities for improvement were, and how they might be able to use technology to automate much of their supply chain. So as part of that project, I was able to travel the world and go to many parts of Europe and several countries in Asia Pacific. And in that experience, I learned a lot about supply chain management. And actually, that was a pivotal point in my career where I became fascinated with supply chain management. I really enjoyed doing that and looking at the supply chain. I had always worked in manufacturing types of organizations and energy types of organizations leading up to that, but that was my first real exposure to a complex global supply chain. So what I want to talk about here today is, first of all, to give a definition of what is supply chain management, and also talk about what some of the nuances are as you think about your supply chain management transformation journey. So in its simplest terms, supply chain management is the way that companies get raw materials to the place where it can be produced into a finished good to ultimately get to the customer. And when you think about a global supply chain, which is the case for most organizations, you have a lot of different vendors that are involved and a lot of different information and types of things that need to flow throughout that supply chain. So it typically all begins with identifying and sourcing raw materials. Once you source the raw materials, you've got to get it to wherever you're going to manufacture the product if you're a manufacturer. And once the product's been manufactured, you've got to get it to a warehouse. And once you get it to the warehouse, you've got to figure out how to get it to your end customer, whether that's a retailer or a direct end customer. And there's a lot that goes into all of those processes, but that's the general definition of what supply chain management is. It's everything from the procurement of raw materials all the way through getting that turned into an end product that ends up in your customer's hands. Now, supply chains are particularly important for manufacturing organizations. They're particularly important for retail organizations that deal with high volumes of inventory, as well as e-commerce types of organizations that are selling products online. So when you look at companies like Amazon or Walmart or Alibaba, those companies are examples of organizations that have very complex supply chains. And those three examples of those companies I gave you are very good at managing their supply chains. So there's a lot of lessons to be learned from those organizations on how to effectively manage a supply chain.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, supply chain management is critical to all types of organizations for a number of different reasons. First of all, and probably first and foremost, is that your ability to manage your supply chain effectively ultimately impacts your customers. So your ability to forecast and anticipate what your customer needs are, and ultimately being able to deliver to your customers in a timely fashion is very important. And it's up to your supply chain management capability to ensure that that happens. Another reason why supply chain management is so important is because for many organizations, your supply chain is where a lot of cost resides. There's a lot of cost in your inventory. There's a lot of cost in freight and transportation, moving your inventory around. There's a lot of cost that goes into your manufacturing facilities if you're doing manufacturing, and even warehousing your end products. That takes a lot of time and money. So looking at your overall cost and really finding ways to decrease your cost and get the most out of your supply chain is something that makes supply chain management very important. And then finally, another reason why supply chain management is so important is because supply chains today are very complex. Ever since the globalization wave started 20 to 30 years ago, where companies started shifting production overseas and shifting their supply chains to overseas, that added a layer of complexity to managing a supply chain that became a lot more difficult. So the global nature and the intertwined nature of today's global supply chains is a very important reason why supply chain management is so important and why doing so effectively is so important. Managing and changing a supply chain is fraught with risks and pitfalls. There's a lot of complexity and risk that goes into managing your supply chain. And it's not just your day-to-day management of the supply chain in terms of tracking where your vendors are and redistributing where you source your materials from, for example. Those are all complex things to manage day-to-day. But when you go to change your supply chain or automate your supply chain or change your business processes or change the way that your employees in your supply chain are operating, there's a lot of complexity and difficulty and risk that goes along with that. Part of it is because it's just a complex set of business processes, which is what makes it so fascinating. But at the same time, that complexity is what creates the cost and the difficulty of managing that supply chain. So when you go to change it, it can be particularly difficult to change when compared to other business functions within an organization. To back up even more and to make it even more simple, any sort of change in an organization is going to be difficult. So this is just change that's already going to be difficult, magnified because now you're dealing with a particularly complex set of business processes within your supply chain. And then finally, another reason why supply chain management is risky and has so many pitfalls is because typically when you're looking at your supply chain, you're dealing with a number of different cultures and diverse business processes and very siloed operations that you're trying to consolidate and bring together so that you have visibility into what's going on across multiple countries or potentially hundreds of different vendors, multiple warehouse locations, multiple manufacturing facilities. It's just a lot of flow of information in a very diverse way. So managing all that complexity and the diverse nature of it, and even the cultural nuances of the different employees and people that you're dealing with throughout the supply chain, makes supply chain management very difficult. The good news for organizations that are looking to improve their supply chain management functions and capabilities is that there's a lot of great systems out there and technologies that can help automate and improve the way you operate today. They're meant to address some of the complexities and the diversities and the risks that we've talked about here today. So some examples of technologies that can enable a better supply chain management function within your business are going to be traditional ERP systems. So systems like SAP S/4HANA or Infor, that's another ERP system that has fairly strong supply chain management capabilities, and Oracle Supply Chain Management Cloud. That's another flagship product out there in the marketplace that handles supply chain particularly well. In addition to those ERP or enterprise resource planning types of vendors that provide supply chain management capabilities, you also have more focused, best-of-breed supply chain management systems, or in other words, technologies that specialize only in supply chain management. And examples of companies that handle that type of specialty and focus are going to be systems like Blue Yonder, Manhattan Associates, HighJump. Those are just a few examples of some of the supply chain management systems in the marketplace. And actually, if you want to learn more about some of the leading supply chain management and ERP systems in the marketplace, I highly encourage you to download our 2021 Digital Transformation Report, which I've included links to below. That includes independent agnostic rankings and comparisons of different supply chain management systems, as well as other best practices that will help you through your supply chain management transformation. So that's one way to get a better feel and understanding of what are some of those systems out in the marketplace within the supply chain management function. So I hope this has given you a basic starting point understanding of what supply chain management is and how it might enable and improve your business and organization. And if you're part of a team that's involved in a supply chain or transforming a supply chain, I hope this has given you a better understanding of the big picture of how it all ties together. And to learn more about supply chain management and supply chain management transformation in particular, I've included a number of resources below, a lot of different downloads and articles that I think will help you in your transformation journey. And I've also included links to that 2021 Digital Transformation Report that I mentioned to you a few minutes ago. So I encourage you to check that out as well. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.